The jump curve. There is no secret playbook to making a successful jump. No guarantee of how things will end. But after considering the jump stories I heard, across a group of otherwise unrelated narratives and characters, I identified four key concepts that seem to apply to all worthwhile jumps. Trace these common points along a narrative line, and they form the jump curve, an arc mapping out the phases that accompany the process of making a good jump. The decision to jump is not scientific, and neither is the jump curve. Instead, it is a guiding framework that outlines the key insights to consider along the journey. This audiobook will take us through the jump curve and is organized by its four key phases. Phase 1. Listen to the little voice. You are sitting at your desk with an idea you'd like to jump for. You haven't done much, except possibly try to ignore that idea. You are becoming more willing to consider doing something about that idea. Phase 2. Make a plan. You are deciding to take action around your idea, from jotting sketches on the back of a napkin to preparing a comprehensive budget, you begin tackling the nitty-gritty. Phase 3. Let yourself be lucky. You are going for your jump. You have planned, dreamed, and worried as much as you can. No jump can be fully predicted or planned out before it's made, so don't try to nail everything down in advance. You can't. By now, you have done everything you can. To jump means to accept that an unknown outcome awaits. If you've done all the planning you know of up until this point in your jump, and you're ready to run with whatever comes your way from now on, you'll be able to take this step forward. You're going to find your luck. Phase 4. Don't look back. You are clear that this jump was the best thing you ever did. Or you're unclear about whether or not it's going as planned. Or maybe it's become clear that this jump isn't working out. But in every case, you are pushing on, with this jump or toward your next one. You're not looking back. In the past 5 years, I've interviewed hundreds of jumpers and have collected their stories, a mere handful of which are in the audio that follows. Not all of these narratives lead to a fairy tale ending, and I think that's an important reminder. This framework, and the act of taking a jump itself, cannot promise a specific result. But not one person I've interviewed who followed the jump curve framework described remorse for making his or her jump. And to me, this reinforces something bigger. If you follow along this framework, if you are thoughtful and listen to the little voice, if you work hard and plan well, if you put yourself in a smart position and go all in on your jump, you're not going to regret it. In each section of the audiobook, I'll begin by describing the piece of my own jump story that aligns to that phase of the jump curve, before sharing a group of narratives that also apply to that part of the curve. Each section will wrap up with key takeaways to revisit when you find yourself in that phase of your own jump. Treat the jump curve not as an instruction manual, but as a steady hand of support. Treat the 44 different voices that follow not as instructors, but as friends and peers. By listening to this book, you become part of our crew, a member of our global When to Jump community. Whether you jump now or later, this audiobook will be here, so you won't have to jump alone. Your journey might be crazy, but it won't be stupid.